Track 9.
Anna, you're Spanish, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm from Bilbao, in the Basque Country.
And how long have you lived here in New York?
23 years.
And how did that happen?
Well, I wanted to improve my English, so I came to the U.S. to study. Originally, I came for 6 months, but, I met my husband. We met at the college. Actually, we met on the way to the college, in the street.
You met in the street?
Yes. It was the first day, and I was walking up the hill to the college, and Theo, that's my husband, was driving up the hill, and he stopped and offered me a ride, which I refused.
You refused?
Yes. But we ended up in the same class. I went into the class, and there he was.
And your husband's from Peru, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So that means you speak the same language?
Yes, Spanish.
So why did you decide to live in the U.S.?
Well, mainly because my husband had a job here, and we kind of decided we wanted a place in the middle, between Spain and Peru.
A nice idea. And you have two sons.
Yes, I do. Javier is 21, nearly 22, and James is 19.
So what's it been like for them growing up in the U.S. with parents of different nationalities?
Well, I think because we live in New York, a cosmopolitan city, they didn't notice it too much.
They are both bilingual, presumably?
No, not really.
Oh.
Because when they were children, even though we spoke to them in Spanish, they always replied in English.
Interesting. Tell me, how much contact has your family here had with the families in Spain and Peru?
I think more with my husband's family in Peru because it's closer. We always spent summer there, 2 or 3 weeks usually.
And the Spanish side?
Well, I keep in touch all the time, but my family has never been here.
Never?
Never. We went to Spain once when Javier was 18 months old. James has never been.
So what are the children doing now?
Javier's in college, and James just finished school. He's been working in a restaurant saving money to travel.
And what do they want to do in the future?
Well, James, he's going to travel to Spain at last. Then he's going to college to study biology.
And Xavier?
I think he wants to work in foreign affairs.
Anna, is it possible to sum up the pros and cons of bringing up a family in another country?
Well, I think in a way it's good, because you can take the best things from both cultures, but I don't think my sons will ever feel 100% American, because their parents aren't American. It's very tricky.